WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Marymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An attack from a naked man the night before Thanksgiving put a College Station officer in the hospital. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 30-year-old Thomas Richardson was high on drugs inside an apartment near the corner of Valley View and Longmire, where he was destroying property and trying to assault others.
Mr. Richardson immediately moved forward on one of the officers and attempted to strike him. In fact, did strike him one time in the face with a closed fist. The two officers that were on scene were able to subdue him through the use of a taser device.
The officer received treatment for a cut on the cornea of his eye, and Richardson was taken to the hospital for drug treatment. A&M police have made an arrest in the sexual assault of a female student. 25-year-old Bill Vares III of College Station is accused of the attack in the victim's dorm room the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Investigators were told the two met online the week before, then chatted over the internet. That led to seeing each other at a local restaurant and Vares asking if they could go to her dorm room at Moses Hall to charge his cell phone. The assault took place immediately after entering her room. Two fatal accidents took place yesterday in Grimes County. Yesterday afternoon near Navasota at 105 West and County Road 423, the driver of an SUV crossed into the wrong lane and struck a car head-on. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition, but the passenger, 26-year-old Anna Morgan Pence of Austin, was killed at the scene. The driver of the SUV is at the hospital in stable condition. All were wearing seatbelts. Later, yesterday evening, 1 mile south of Navasota on Highway 6, the driver of a semi had exited Trinity Heads and was waiting in the crossover when a car going 98 miles an hour changed to the inside lane and struck the trailer. The driver of the car, 20-year-old Marcus Johnson of Houston, was killed on impact. This morning, a Fortune 500 company will announce a multi-year grant at A&M. The Eagle reports that Cognizant Technology Solutions, previously located in New Jersey, will announce a grant to support education programs for math, engineering, technology, and science. Governor Rick Perry will be in attendance. Most registered voters in Brazos County can expect a tangerine-colored card to be arriving in the mail. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says more than 81,000 have been shipped, but another 8,000 won't get their new cards.
If you don't get one, that's when you need to start contacting this office or thinking about contacting us, because we will not mail a certificate to someone that we've gotten any kind of information that you may have moved. And if you don't get a card and we send you a letter out that says, hey, please talk to us, let us know if you've moved, and you don't respond, you're on suspense. And if you go through two suspense cycles, two federal election cycles on suspense, without voting and without giving us corrections, we purge you.
Voters should check the new card for accuracy. Corrections can be made by listing the change on the back of the certificate, signing it, and returning it to Rowe's office for a replacement. A promising economic development project in Bryan is back to square one. Bryan School Board President Doug Wunneberger says a buyer has backed out of purchasing the former Carver School building and 5 acres of adjacent land off of West Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
I want to say the city and the school district have been working together for a couple of years to try to get this development and centered on the former Carver Early Childhood Center and make it into a true neighborhood resource there. Unfortunately, we had a problem with their bid, so we'll be relisting it, but we certainly hope that the group that made the proposal in the first place will propose a new bid.
The building was to be remodeled into office space and homes built on the land. Some holiday-loving Aggies from North Texas have loaned their massive Christmas light display to deck out the home of A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. The Dallas Morning News reports it was an A&M request to bring 40,000 lights and coordinated patriotic and holiday music. A private reception is planned for this weekend, followed by a public viewing. While Congress is back in session for 2 weeks, don't expect much to happen. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the action will return following the holidays.
January and February are going to be pretty action-packed. We're going to have lots of discussions about fiscal issues, the debt ceiling, funding the government. Obamacare is going to continue to be an issue. I'd like to see us start talking about immigration, get it on the table, break it up into bite-sized pieces, and get those bills on the table at about the rate of two a month.
Flores says before Christmas there will be several discussions on fiscal matters, but no legislation because the Budget Conference Committee won't release their next report until after they start their recess. And sticker shock continues when buying beef. Retail prices, already at record highs, are set to increase again from an average of $5.36 a pound to $5.50 by the end of the month. A lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, says they're concerned.
We still have, strong demand, so we have not reached that price point yet where the consumer is choosing somebody else over us, but we never know when we might start to toy with that price point.
Pork, chicken, and turkey have all seen their share of the consumer meat dollar grow as the price of beef has increased. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 59 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. A national website recently named Blinn one of the top community colleges in the state of Texas, and Blinn transfers more students to four-year universities than any other school in the state. Check out our new 8-week and online courses, as well as workforce and technical training offerings. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
It's 8:11 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call them at 690-2278.
Clouds will eventually give way to some sunshine. Today it should turn into a rather warm day with highs of 75 to 80. Generally clear tonight. Lows will fall back to about 55. For tomorrow, we're partly sunny and we're warm once again. Highs again 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy 60. During the day Wednesday, it'll cloud up and there's the risk of a shower. The highs on Wednesday, a warm 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Get the phone, Rob. Rob, get the phone. Heard that earlier this morning.
I did too.
Phone going in the background.
At first, I thought it was one of those. Is that me?
Okay, once again, we're going to check and see if there's going to be a bag limit on these octocopters. I think it's a great idea. Go ahead and shoot those out of the sky. Yeah, well.
You know what's going to happen.
They're going to have cameras in them, and they'll be able to take a picture of you shooting it out of the sky. But no, go ahead.
I think it's going to happen.
Of course it will. Believe me, it will. Well, that's fine. In the meantime, you know, folks had to travel during Thanksgiving. It's crowded and busy anyway. Then there were areas where the weather certainly didn't add to the fun. But how do you like this? Tempers flared on a flight over the holidays where two passengers actually got into a note-passing war.
I saw this. They tweeted their...
Well, they tweeted and, you know, because they didn't know each other, so they wrote notes. Now, involved was a producer named Elan Gale, who works for ABC, who live tweeted the back and forth. Now, according to Elan, a female passenger who we'll just call the female passenger, Diana, she was complaining that she might not make it home for Thanksgiving dinner. She seemed to be oblivious to the fact that there might be other people on the flight who also need to get home to dinner with their families, but makes no difference because she is an entitled U.S. American. So this producer posted a tweet about this, saying her flight is delayed. A woman on here is very upset because she has Thanksgiving plans. She's the only one, obviously, praying for her, end quote. The next tweet noted how the flight attendant had tried to calm the woman down. The male flight attendant said, "I understand, ma'am. I'm looking forward to seeing my family, too." Her response was, "This isn't about you."
Oh, my gosh.
Then she said, according to the tweet, "Today is Thanksgiving. I'm supposed to be with my family, not with you people I barely know." So the producer decides, well, I'm going to send her a glass of wine.
Well, that was nice.
And two vodkas. And a written note. And he or she, Ilan, I don't know if that's a he or she. Anyway, the producer.
It's a male.
It's a male, okay. He tweeted saying, quote, "Dear lady in A7, it's come to my attention that today is your Thanksgiving. It must be hard not to be with your family, so please accept this glass of wine. It's a gift from me to you. Hopefully, if you drink it, you won't be able to use your mouth to talk."
Oh!
Yeah.
Snap!
Well, yeah.
He said uglier stuff.
Yeah, and then the lady responds with a note of her own.
Stuart, just give me a pen.
Quote, "The wine wasn't funny. The vodka wasn't funny. You're an awful person with no compassion. I'm sorry for your family that they should have to deal with you."
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Then he responds with another note. "Thank you for your lovely note." Yeah. "The person who lacks compassion is you. We all want to get home, particularly the nice men and women who fly your lazy butt all around and serve you drinks. Next time you're in a bad mood, stay home." And then, yeah, some other expletives.
That's awesome.
It is. It's wonderful to be able to just do that.
See, I'm not sure that would make the situation better.
No, hey, at this point, who cares? Because you know what? She can rant and rave all she wants and make things miserable for the people around her. That plane ain't going anyplace else. Just chill, lady.
Yep.
And have a little liquor. It'll make you feel better.
Yep.
Happy holidays. So there you go. By the way, no winner in Friday's drawing for the Mega Millions. So Tuesday's drawing, just in time for Christmas, $257 million.
She probably upset about that because she was going to win that.
Yeah, I know. Well, never mind. It's in 42 states and D.C. Chances of winning are 175.7 million to one. You still could be the lucky winner.
As general manager of this fine radio station, I cannot tell you how happy I am to have come in at this moment of high Christmas and holiday hilarity.
That's it.
And spirit.
People yelling and screaming using their nose. I mean, really.
What were you doing? I walk by and I hear you yelling in a very non-elf-like manner.
That's very right. Well, I was merely talking about an exchange by people who actually passed nasty notes to one another on their airplane ride over the weekend.
On paper?
Yes, on paper.
Yeah, on coasters.
Ink.
I guess it's in an airplane. You can't text in an airplane.
Well, and if you don't know who that person is. And it
just
was
the woman in 7A.
It was a lady who was behaving badly. So Ben Downs here, fresh from a trip to
Arkansas.
How was that?
Oh, long and arduous.
Yeah.
And long
cold,
and
chilly.
Arduous.
How was that traffic?
No, everything was fine.
Really? I made a mistake of going through Bastrop yesterday. That was really a mistake. There were a lot of other people going through Bastrop.
Stopping too. And starting through Bastrop yesterday.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I drove at band camp. Uh-huh. I drove from.
what instrument did you play?
I drove from Dallas, Fort Worth to Bryan College Station on Interstate 35 on Thanksgiving Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Once.
Fun.
And by drive, I meant really, really slowly.
Yeah.
We stopped, we started, we stopped, we started. I swear that if somebody had run over an armadillo, caused the highway to back up a 2 miles.
Rubberneckers.
It was awful. It was just awful.
Did you say band camp?
Just one day at band camp, yeah.
It was a movie reference. It's a joke.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a joke.
I
most of America caught it.
Okay.
When I just kind of threw that in one time at band camp, was there anyone out there under the age of 90? Who didn't get that?
Scott
me?
DeLuca.
Yeah, I didn't
Scott
get it.
Scott DeLucia.
DeLucia. Was that a movie?
Yes, it was a movie. It was American Pie.
I haven't even seen the movie, but it was in the commercial for the movie. So, I mean,
there you are.
It was on TV.
I wasn't paying attention.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not proud I saw the movie.
Once again, I saw Something About Mary next to someone I know, and we never discussed that. We never we never discussed that we saw that movie.
Yeah, that can happen. We try to never go to movies with friends because we might laugh at the inappropriate spot.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go with him. He just happened to be sitting next to me. I came in and said, "Hey, man, how are you?"
Yeah.
And then we watched that, and it was really embarrassing.
They're not all Love Actually.
No, that's
actually
true.
Love Actually would get you kind of. That would be a little awkward at places as well. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I hear it's quite good.
I hear it's quite good.
I hear it's quite good.
I think you'll be surprised when you see it.
I want to see Frozen. That's all I know.
It's not
Me
bad.
Too. I want to see that.
It was kind of a fun movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thought it would be.
Anyway. Oh, that's right. The father of daughters.
Yes.
In line at Frozen.
That's right.
With the two spunky and brave princesses.
Okay, now what was the last movie you took your daughter to?
We never went to a movie.
Never, ever.
I think
his daughter doesn't really like
movies. I was going to say like Die Hard, maybe.
No. Mary doesn't like. Oh no, you can't take her to see anything with any kind of violence or blood or anything. She just doesn't like movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Actually, we did go to a movie, but it made such an impression. I can't remember it for the life. Oh heck, what am I saying? The kind of car I drive makes I can't remember. So yeah. Why do I think right?
Why would it be? Well, I just thought you might remember it.
Hey, I want to talk. And angels.
Angels.
Christmas angels. You know, we took 700 of them.
Yeah, we did.
700 of them. Boy, that's dehumanizing. But anyway, we talked to the folks. We got 700 kids that are proofed. These are
properly
children,
vetted.
These are properly vetted children that are not on anybody else's list and definitely have needs for Christmas. And we have put their names on those little angels and put them at Blue Baker and online at mychristmasangels.com. We yesterday, you know, that I have determined that we are going to make sure that all of them have shoes for Christmas.
Yep.
So I was at a local store and
Shoeatorium.
It is local. Okay. I'm telling you, we do our shopping locally right until the store cries uncle and says, I have no more kids size 11. I'm sorry. It was just wait for UPS and the truck to arrive. Uh-huh. But anyway, and so my phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, whatever. So I answer the phone.
Yes.
It's Matt Bobbitt with Global Event Group.
Oh, I know, Matt.
Global Event Catering Group, mm-hmm. Global Event Group. It's kind of like Brian Broadcasting. I never know the name.
Yeah.
And he says, words that will always live in my heart. Are you over at the store shopping for shoes right now?
Why, yes.
As a matter
yes,
of fact.
Yes, I am.
Buddy, you should say that. Yeah.
Good guess, Matt.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I am. Why do you ask? He says, well, my wife doesn't know you well enough to come over and talk to you, but she said you're in here doing that. So he said... We want, at Global Event Group, we've had a really good year, and we would like to buy shoes for 44 children.
Oh, what's the significance?
Well, it's a sales kind of significance. It's significant digits. So he would like to buy 44 pairs of shoes for children. And we bought, I guess, 100 pairs last night. And so Matt Bobbitt at Global Event Group, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah.
Thank you, big guy.
Awesome. Yeah.
44 pairs. That's, I don't know, we've been getting pretty good prices for shoes. So that's it's significant, and we thank you very much for that. And tomorrow we have our first sizable financial contribution that will be coming in. And the Barker Heating and Cooling. Oh. And I hope I've got their name right, too.
You do.
I got the Barker part right, I know.
Yeah, it's Barker Heating and Cooling.
Okay, good. Yeah. Whew, thank goodness. Anyway, they are coming by tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They said, what time does Scott get off the air?
They said, okay, anytime after that.
I said, you can come in at 9:05 and not have to deal with him at all. Anyway, so they're coming by with a substantial contribution tomorrow. And we're kind of in need of those because, you know, we use the money that people gives us to fill in, to buy shoes and to buy jackets for the children and also to kind of fill in on the gifts. We try really, really hard to make sure that every kid who asks for a bicycle gets a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it takes money. So I thought what we could do is maybe tomorrow on this show, and I won't be here. Can you possibly run a fundraiser by yourself?
I could do that.
Kat, will you help?
Yes, sir.
And will you help Kevin?
Oh, well, certainly.
Will you wander in here and say, Scott, it's been 45 minutes since you said anything about this. Can you please? Oh, that's right.
Oh,
Can you please help run this?
You're operating under the assumption that Scott will listen to either of us, though.
That's right.
No. At this point, all he needs is reminding. So
that's
because we do need monetary donations, in addition to people going out and adopting these angels. I mean, I know if you're like me, it's easier to write a check than it is to hit the store. What about you, Scott? Wouldn't you rather go shopping or would you rather just write the check?
Write the check.
Okay, good. Well, we'll be waiting for yours.
Okay, you
anyway,
got it.
Not
a problem.
I talked to the I called another one of the stores and I said, "You have that Rush Limbaugh book?" And they said, we got 40 copies in inventory.
Really?
And I said, really?
Oh. Wow.
And so I went to the store to buy it.
Because he wrote a kid book.
Yep. And I went to the store to buy it.
Rush Revere,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims. And it's actually a good book.
Wow.
I mean, of course, Rush has to stick his name on it, but still, you know.
Wait a second. If there's 40, that's not the staff Christmas gift this year, is it?
You assume, young lady, there is a staff Christmas gift.
Really? Really?
We do not give Christmas bonuses.
We do not.
We have year-end bonuses if it's been a good year or not, et cetera. Never mind. Okay. There's a memo. Look it up. You got it last year. So anyway, so I went to the store, and I said, hello, your inventory says you have 40 of these in stock, and I would like to buy them because I'm going to give them away to my listeners if they will make a contribution to Christmas Angels. And it was the typical thing of today's computer inventory system. They have 40 of them in stock. They just don't know where they are.
Okay. Well, at least they have them in stock.
So they promised me that they're going to come up with, find them, sell them to me at like half price.
Okay.
And the radio station pays for all of that. We don't, anything, I mean, wrapping paper, PayPal fees, everything.
Bike builders.
That, bike build. We don't pay bike builders.
That's why I said we don't. The radio station takes care of that.
Yeah, we pay for all of that kind of stuff. So we are going to buy a bunch of these books, and we're going to shrink wrap them with a WTAW 2014 mouse pad.
Jar
mouse
opener.
Pad in there. Yeah. And if you will contribute $200 to us tomorrow,
today,
we'll put you on the waiting list. I just don't have the books yet.
Okay.
But $200, right?
Who can resist that?
I mean, it's a $20 book, so I have to kind of, I have to work it.
I agree.
Hey, if talking to Penny's End as much as I do, being able to give away stuff in exchange for money, I know how NPR does this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Do we have to put a phone out in the hallway and yell at them? Okay, never mind.
Okay, so
I'll stand out in the hallway if it makes you feel better, Scott.
There you go.
To review, it is important to adopt angels. It is also important to get
money.
All right, good.
There
because we use that to
buy the gifts.
Buy some of the gifts.
Yeah.
And in order to encourage this, even though we have some very nice contributions coming in order to encourage this, we are going to give away a Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims book and
a jar opener.
A WTAW Mouse 2014 Calendar Mouse Pad.
The devil's is a jar opener.
For everyone who gives us
$200 or this, more.
Okay. Okay. I have done my part. Kevin, Kat, help us. Just help us tomorrow. Help Scott.
Yep.
Will you?
Give us your folding money.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think we got it.
It's
I think
done. We're good.
Do I need to write it on the
Nope.
No, there's no point writing it on the board. That's the zone of invisibility in
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Another Billy Kennedy Show is on the air tonight over this radio station. We'll be with you from 7 until 8. We're at Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. Opportunity for you to come and visit with the coach. We take questions live from the floor, and he responds to those questions.
Well, it was about 17 seconds when they took the ball out. We made the free throw, and we had one timeout left, and they had zero timeouts left. If it's less than 10 seconds, we would have fouled, but there were 17 seconds, and usually teams in that situation try to attack and get a layup and then get their press going and stretch the game out. But he hit the shot with about 9 seconds to go, and we would have liked to, again, if the situation was a little different, under 10 seconds, I would have fouled.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Billy Kennedy Show tonight, 7 to 8, University Drive, location of Wings and More. You'll hear it right here on this radio station. I'm Dave South, and that's your Texas Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
A review and a preview. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. More people visited stores over the weekend but spent less. Black Friday numbers coming in and online shopping spiked on Thanksgiving, but at the expense of Black Friday shopping that morning. Today is Cyber Monday. Federal Express says it expects this to be the busiest day of the year, based in part on all the online orders made over the weekend. The Insurance Research Council estimates that 14% of those behind the wheel do not have insurance. States are looking to crack down on these lawbreakers. Some will consider removing license plates of those who are busted, and new laws may be put into place restricting those without insurance from suing for damages from accidents. And a happy anniversary to the modern gas station, which celebrated its 100th year in existence over the weekend. Before 1913, automobile owners went to places like pharmacies or blacksmith shops to get gas, until Gulf unveiled the nation's first drive-up service station in Pittsburgh 100 years ago. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures are higher. Mike Weinstein, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Attention women who use Lipitor, stand by for an important message. A medical study in the Archives of Internal Medicine reported that postmenopausal women who used Lipitor were 48% more likely to develop diabetes than women who did not. If you or a loved one started taking Lipitor before February 2012 and were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you may be entitled to money damages. Call 888-834-8183 for James Rolls-House & Associates. That's 888-834-8183.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home & Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTOW News Time is 8:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Saturday before Thanksgiving, a female student at A&M reported she was sexually assaulted in her dorm room. 4 days later, university police made an arrest. 25-year-old Bill Vares III of College Station is accused of asking the victim if they could go to her room at Moses Hall to charge his cell phone. The attack occurred immediately after entering her room. Investigators were told they had met face-to-face for the first time at a local restaurant after meeting online. A College Station man is accused of injuring an officer while naked and on drugs. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the incident was the night before Thanksgiving. The officer had to be treated at the hospital after 30-year-old Thomas Richardson hit him and cut his eye.
He was unclothed and appeared to be under the influence of some type of intoxicant. He was attempting to assault people and was destroying property. They could hear noises from inside the apartment. The officer made entry to check on the welfare of the person and anyone else that may have been in there.
Flieger says the apartment near the corner of Longmire and Valley View was in complete disarray, and Richardson was taken to the hospital for treatment. Two crashes caused two deaths near Navasota yesterday. Last night, 20-year-old Marcus Johnson of Houston was killed when his car struck the back of a semi-truck's trailer as the driver of the trailer waited in the crossover section of Highway 6 outside of Trinity Heads. The car was going 98 miles an hour. The driver of the semi was not injured. Yesterday afternoon on 105 West and County Road 423, a woman was killed when the driver of an SUV moved to avoid hitting one car, went into the wrong lane of traffic, and struck another car head-on. The passenger in the car, 26-year-old Anna Morgan Pence of Austin, was killed, and the driver was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The driver of the SUV was also taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Bryan School District officials will try again to sell the former Carver School building and vacant land off of West Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Board of Trustees President Doug Wunneberger says the proposed buyer backed out following a misunderstanding on the price.
The city's worked hard to help set this up, and the district is certainly interested in keeping it in, kind of in the community. We don't have a purpose for it for the district itself, so it needs to be repurposed for something that the community can use.
Wunneberger is optimistic the property will be sold.
Yes, it included some substantial development in the vicinity of what would become a community center.
5 acres adjacent to the former Carver building were supposed to be turned into new homes. Governor Rick Perry will be in College Station today to announce a grant at Texas A&M. According to the Eagle, Cognizant Technology Solutions, previously located in New Jersey, will announce a multi-year grant to support education programs for math, engineering, technology, and science. More than 81,000 voter registration cards are being mailed this week in Brazos County.
They are going to be this year tangerine and white, and they're going to replace the yellow and white one. And they need to check it for accuracy. And if it's right, sign it, keep it.
Voter registrar Christy Rowe says corrections can be made by listing the changes on the back of the certificate, signing it, and returning it to Rowe's office for a replacement.
If you've moved away and you haven't told me, I have no way of removing you from the rolls unless I get written notice from you or unless we go through this suspense process.
Rowe says for the few who are voting in the Bryan City Council runoff election later this month, they can use either registration card. Replacing Obamacare is on the list of what the Republican leadership in Congress needs to do, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
If it were up to me, if I were the leadership, I would be talking about jobs and economy. I'd be talking about fiscal bills. I'd be talking about energy. I would be talking about a replacement for Obamacare, put our option up. And I mean, we've always talked about repeal, replace, but we've never had the replacement up. We do have a replacement bill up now. We need to run it through the committee process and get it on the floor.
Flores doesn't expect much to come out of Washington during the next 2 weeks before they recess for the holidays. A large outdoor holiday light production is headed to Aggieland from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Dallas Morning News reports at the request of A&M officials, an Aggie couple from Frisco has agreed to lend their 40,000 lights and sound system with holiday and patriotic music. The destination is the College Station home of A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. There are plans for a public viewing after a private reception is held this weekend. And now you don't have to go all the way to San Antonio to visit the Alamo. How about living in it?
There's a house in the market in the town of Spicewood, just northwest of Austin. It's almost an exact replica of the Alamo. It has more than 6,500 square feet of living space inside. It's a little bit more modern with 5 bedrooms, a movie theater, and its own dock on a lake. Comes with 2 acres of land, and it has a 4-car garage. The property's for sale now, and if you want to live in the Alamo, it would cost you $1.35 million. I'm David Rankin, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:37 at 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. From who to call when the electricity goes out to where to go for an electric night on the town. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. To advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
When you want to make a big impression on a small budget, look no further than the selection at Varsity Used on Highway 21 in Bryan. Surprise a loved one with a quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV that won't break the bank. And with new inventory every day, there's sure to be something for everyone. Don't wait until the last minute. Browse our full lot today at Varsity Ford on Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-3408.
It's 23 days till Christmas. Don't panic. Just come in to Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan next to Catalina Hatters, where you'll find something for everyone on your list. Things that shine, things that jingle, things that swirl, things that pop, things that make a statement. Texas Rose Boutique has items you won't find anywhere else. Experience shopping like no other at Texas Rose Boutique in historic downtown Bryan. Merry Christmas.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds will slowly depart the area today, and sunshine will slowly develop. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80 later today. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be near 55. For tomorrow, partial sun. Forecast temperature looks to be warm again tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 60. Wednesday, it'll cloud up. There could be a stray shower or two. Highs on Wednesday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Christy Rowe talking about those voter cards coming out. Now, I noticed that she kind of used a fashion statement, considering where she is. She could have said that the cards were orange and white.
Mm-hmm. But, tangerine and white. like a dreamsicle.
That's not going to work, so we go with tangerine. I think they do blue and yellow sometimes, too, but this will be tangerine. So don't be asking for no orange and white voter cards. Okay? We won't do that around here. All right, have you gotten to work? Have you gotten your cover thing minimized there so that whenever the boss walks by while you're doing your shopping today, you can just pop that up? In the meantime, you might want to look at some other things, too. For instance, the Internet is resplendent with turkey frying disasters.
Yeah, it is.
There are plenty of those out there. There's the homemade turkey fryer man. You know it's bad when you hear your wife, who's recording the moment, says, homemade turkey fryer. Homemade turkey fryer, which is pretty much a pot of oil over an open flame.
Yep.
Not a good thing. Also, you hate it when she says, maybe we ought to call the fire department.
No, that's not good.
Then there's the guy who explains that you just put enough oil in fryer to submerge the turkey when you drop it in the vat. Well, if you know anything about physics and you do the Archimedes principle, has to do with stuff, and you put a thing in the stuff, and if that displaces too much stuff, then you know what's going to happen. Either it'll sink or it'll float, depending on the weight. But also, it's liable to spill some stuff out. And again, we're talking oil and open flame.
And don't put it in there frozen, neither.
No, don't be doing that. Mm-mm. They do have a video that shows exactly what it's like when you have gallons of boiling oil. And it's always best to remove your shoes and socks when you do that. Yeah, ow.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Just saying, so... Got that going on for you.
Sheesh.
So go see that today. It's turkey frying disasters on the Internet.
But it's so good if you just do it correctly.
Why don't you just let somebody else do it? Pretty cool pictures on Friday. They're still posted up on their website. Might want to go see it. A weather phenomenon that's basically a thermal inversion caused fog to get trapped inside the Grand Canyon.
So it's just this fluffy hole in the ground.
Pretty cool. I mean, what happens is, and what'll happen, most of the time, that doesn't happen there, but if you get air that is able to, the warm air is up higher, and it'll hold it, kind of seal that cool air in, and then you get the clouds. We get ground fog here, and it's kind of neat, but it's nothing like if it's inside the Grand Canyon, so just saying. Last Friday's inversion happened against a perfectly clear blue sky, and it enveloped the entire canyon. Maybe every 10 years that happens, so it's out there to have a look at today. You could do that. Now, that'd be, that'd be nice as a little background there on your computer.
Yes.
That'd look pretty good.
Instead of your spreadsheet.
Yeah, well, be okay, too. That'd work out just fine. So, holiday weekend shopping has stretched now to 5 days from Thanksgiving Day itself to Cyber Monday. And this year, there are going to be more than 141 million U.S. Americans who are going to shop the stores online. So, let's get ready for that. And then there's the story of the guy in suburban Chicago who says that he posted a Craigslist ad asking people to come and take away all his stuff for free before he moves to Virginia. Really? He didn't want to keep anything? Brian Bagnell says about 200 people showed up at his house on Saturday in response to the ad, which read, "We're moving and giving away lots of our stuff for free." For free. I love that. Good English. Within about 2 hours, his home was nearly empty. People took his couches, his beds, and other furniture, as well as tools, kitchen utensils, boxes of tissues, toilet paper. What, they don't use toilet paper in Virginia?
Apparently not.
Need to get Virginian toilet paper. People even took food out of his freezer. He said that overall the crowd was orderly. Sign in the front door listed the rules, like no shoving and no lining up outside. Okay. Craigslist. Give all your stuff away. Do you remember the story we had, Kevin? You wouldn't know because you weren't here on Friday. A girl at Faith Christian Academy in Orlando was having her hair had been deemed as a distraction. It's an Afro-style haircut, and she just kind of let it go, you know, so it was kind of frizzed out.
Okay.
And so the Christian Academy, Faith Christian Academy, basically told her hair was a distraction, and she was either going to have to cut it or get kicked out of school. Parents asked the school to intervene after other students started teasing her about her hair. They did not do that. Instead, they decided to suspend Vanessa Van Dyke. The school now has backed down from the demand. They still want Vanessa to... Hello? Is everything all right out there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
To shape her hair, but they will not expel her over it. Well, that's...
No, that's nice.
Kind of good to hear. And we talked about earlier how Anchorman 2 may be the one of the worst movies ever, but television viewers in Bismarck, North Dakota, did you hear about this over the weekend? He co-anchored the news.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
On KXMB. Now, wouldn't you hate to be the other station in, why didn't we get him? It's in Bismarck. He read stories off the teleprompter, punctuated them with exaggerating eye blinks, and engaged in witty banter with his Bismarck news team. Also clowned around, popping into co-anchor Amber Schultz's screen while she was reading a story and telling her after a commercial break, "Amber, you look lovely tonight," before asking her if she was married. Elsewhere in the newscast, he occasionally strayed from the script. You think? Anyway, don't know if it's any good, but we'll see. And what did you watch on television this weekend?
Football.
Okay. That Charlie Brown Thanksgiving pulled in 5.3 million viewers past Thursday. That's up 33% from last year.
No kidding.
That's a sizable increase.
Yes, it is.
Don't know what the reason for that might be. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade picked up 11% over last year's numbers, and it hit an 11-year high. And the National Dog Show was up 13% from over its 9-year high. I watched a little of that. It was a really horrible dog show.
They ugly little dogs?
No, they were fine. But, I mean, it's after you see Westminster, I mean, that's a little bit different. That's, you know, that's a real dog
show. The dog Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is like the Philadelphia dog show. And then Garth Brooks did that Live from Las Vegas special, 8.8 million viewers, that also led to the night's top viewership for that time slot. And, however, people left in droves when Lady Gaga and the Muppets came on.
Yeah, I heard that was disturbing.
Yeah, well, again, it's Lady Gaga. Well, and the Muppets can be disturbing, too. But Garth Brooks apparently closing his his long-term run at the Wynn, and that was his last show on Friday night. So
they're speculating he's going back on tour, though, now that his kids are going to Escuela.
Well, sure, why not? You know, and he needs the money, so I'll let him do that. 8:48.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Hey, this is Kevin O'Connor. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and a Christmas gift wish list. Just shop, wrap, and return the gifts to Blue Baker, and we'll do the rest. There are angels ready for you to choose at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the College Station Hilton. The deadline to return the wrap gifts is December the 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Oops, sorry, that's all zeros. That means it's our turn. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. If you haven't checked the weather, it's a little bit weird. We're going to be at 77, 78, almost 80 degrees next couple of days. And then toward the end of the week, we're going to get a wind shift. And so as a result, the weather changes dramatically. We'll have more kind of weather that you'd expect to have in December. Look for a high temperature on Thursday of 65 and a low of 37. 44 will be the high temperature on Friday and nearly freezing. And then on Saturday, we're looking at a high of about 42, a high of 42. And Sunday, about 45 as well. Plus a 50% chance of rain on Thursday night, and Friday. So enjoy today. Get the Hawaiian shirt out for the last time. Can't wear it after that. New poll shows that Americans, U.S. Americans, feel that only one-third of other U.S. Americans can be trusted. Well, there you go. Nothing like this as you move into the holiday season. Once again, a new poll shows that Americans feel that only a third of other Americans can actually be trusted. That's down from 50% in 1972. When do they only ask this question every 40 years? Is that it? So the poll, which was done by the Associated Press, contrasts the downward spiral in trust with crime rates, which have plunged in the last few decades. While the crime has dropped, Americans have become even less trusting, even as a country is becoming safer.
It's all the politicians.
That's an excellent point. They don't have to be grubby and hold a weapon to steal your money.
Nope.
Social scientists have blamed 24-hour cable news for part of the decline in trustworthiness, highlighting that crimes, even when fewer crimes are committed, they still get the publicity. And that's probably right, too. And again, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yep.
All right, so let's say you're pregnant.
Okay. Then I'm covered by Obamacare, and
okay,
we're all good.
That's right. And it would be news. What's worse during pregnancy, smoking cigarettes or using the nicotine patch? On the face of it, you would think that the answer is pretty obvious, that they'd be smoking. And if you're talking about just the mother's health, that would be a pretty reasonable assumption. But the patch isn't quite the total solution for your smoking mom that you think it would be. In a recent study of pregnant smokers, oh, that's scary. I'm sorry, you do anything you want, but I mean, pregnant smoking, really. Half of them were given the nicotine patch, half were given a placebo. The women with the real patch, less likely to smoke during their early pregnancy, but unfortunately, they were just as likely to resume smoking again once they gave birth. The patch did not help them quit for good. So that's pretty disappointing. Now, here's the other thing about the patch, though. All that smoke, obviously bad for the mom, of course, and there are loads of chemicals that in the cigarettes that the scientists don't even understand, especially how they affect the developing baby. But the nicotine is definitely trouble for babies. Nicotine has been proven to disrupt the development of the baby's brain. And with the patch, your baby is getting a steady stream of nicotine.
Mm-mm-mm.
Depending on how much you smoke, could be even worse for your baby than smoking. So,
interesting.
Well, I know. Well, again, at first blush, you wouldn't think that's the case, but there you are. Ohio family in for a nasty surprise after they returned from out of town visiting. They went to a visit to a dying relative to find that somebody had moved into their house.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to the report, adding insult to injury, the man says that he's got court documents to prove the house is his now. Robert Carr moved into the home that had been occupied for 21 years, changed the locks, emptied the house. When the family confronted Mr. Carr, he showed them a document that had been filed in county court. It's called a quiet title, and it lays claim to the property because Carr says the family abandoned the house and gave up all their rights. Apparently, Carr has done this 11 other times, and now it's part of the legal system. Have you heard of such a thing?
No.
Quiet title.
But I believe I would thrash that man.
Yes, I think we would probably get him removed one way or t'other.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
How would you like to have direct access to your doctor 24/7 by cell, text, or email? How would you like to have flexible hours, no office wait times, and an appointment when you need it? It's called Concierge Medicine, and it's available now in the Brazos Valley. It's available locally with MyMDBCS. MyMDBCS is a primary care, retainer-based practice serving the Bryan-College Station area, and it's the first of its kind for our region. Dr. Lon Young and Dr. Andy Wilson, board-certified in emergency medicine, created MyMDBCS in order to provide a high-quality, personal experience to a smaller number of patients. Enrollment is limited. Call today to learn more about the benefits of truly personalized care. It's more affordable than you think. Call 209-0458. That's 209-0458 or visit mymdbcs.com. MyMDBCS, like a doctor in the family.
The 87th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, is this Sunday at a new time, 2:30 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries, and then be along the parade route Sunday at 2:30. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letter to Santa and include a return address. The 87th annual BCS Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
You know, there are pieces of equipment at Super Slow that I have not used in the entire time I've been there. And the reason is, that's not part of my customized program. You see, the first thing you do, you go in and you have a look and you try some of the machines out at Super Slow. And then Super Slow puts together a program that is just right for you. So as a result, there may be pieces of equipment that you don't use, but it's a program where you get the workout that you need. You start out by going a couple of times a week. It's about 25 minutes or less. It doesn't take much time at all, but you are able to build up your strength, your core muscles, and you feel better. You set an appointment just like you would for a doctor, but it's personalized for you. Give them a call at 693-6100. They're now in the West Building on the first floor, right there by the College Station Medical Center on Rock Prairie Road. The number to call again, 693-6100 for Super Slow Zone. Minutes a week, in shape for life. It's almost time for a good old-fashioned Texas Christmas, and no one does it better than Michael Martin Murphy.
Merry Texas Christmas, you all.
Grab the whole family and enjoy a night filled with favorite Christmas songs accompanied by cowboy stories and poetry. Don't miss Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, Tuesday night, December 3rd in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets at mscopus.org or call 845-1234.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Don't forget to pick up a Christmas angel today. You can do that at either of the Blue Bakers on Dominic or on University, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com and you can pick one out right there online, or you can just give us some money and we'll do all that stuff for you.
Yes, please.
Uh-huh.